Today's Amud is Yevamos Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Gimel Amud Aleph, the second line from the bottom, Minyana Dereisha Lemute Mai. So the Gemara asks a series of different questions on the Mishnah, on the structure of the Mishnah, on different Lashonis of the Mishnah. So now the Gemara asks a fifth question on the Lashonis of the Mishnah. So says the Gemara that Minyana Dereisha Lemute Mai, or Minyana Dereisha Lemute Mai. The Mishnah starts off telling us the amount of arayas that are the path of their tzaras. It says, Chamish Esrei Nashim Poitrei Sarasayim V'tzaras Sarasayim. And the question is that if you count the arayas listed in the Mishnah, so you could count that it's 15, why does the Tana feel the need to stress in the ratio of the Mishnah that the total number is 15? I could count on my own and I could count that it's 15. The fact that the Tana specifies that it's 15, it has the mashmais that there's really a 16th one. There's an additional one that you could have thought should have been in the list. And to that, the Tana is stressing that no, it's only these 15, and none more. And the Gemara has the same kash on the Seifa. Naminyana the Seifa lemute mai. Why does the Tana have to tell us the number? Now really the Tana, Rashi explains, doesn't tell us the number in the Seifa. But what the Tana does is the Tana then reiterates and expresses that Hare Elu Paitre Sarisayim Vitzara Sarisayim Nachalitza Mnayiba. The Tana goes over what it said earlier and it said that these 15 Arayas, it says Hare Elu, these Arayas, they pater their Tzara and their Tzara's Tzara. So Rashi explains what the Gemara is asking is that there also, it's Mashma, that the Tana is coming to stress that it's only these 15, and Hare Elu, it's only these Arayas that pater the Tzara, and not in a different case that you might have thought paters the Tzara. In that case, the Erva, the lady does not pater the Tzara. So we have two cases that the Mishnah seems to be coming La'afuke. And the question is what are these two cases that the Mishnah is coming to be La'afuke, that in these two cases we don't say that there's a Ptur from Yibam. So says the Gemara, that lemu'ute derav udravasi. The Gemara doesn't specify, it's really a sugis that we're going to have later on Yad Aleph, Yad Beis. But Rashi fills us in a little bit at least. The case of Rav and Ravasi, we're discussing two different cases. Rav's case is what's known as Tzara Saita. So Tzara Saita is like this. Let's say you have Ruvain, Shimon, let's start with Levi, it's going to come up later. We have Ruvain, Shimon, and Levi, they're brothers. And Ruvain's married to two wives. One of them, we're going to see, did an Avera, so we'll just call her Plainus, Mrs. Anonymous for now. We have Mrs. Anonymous, and we have Shprinsa. Those are Ruvain's wives. So Plainus goes ahead, and she's Mizana. So the halacha is that if a person's wife is Mizana, she becomes usher to him. So Plainus, Mrs. Anonymous, is now usher to Ruvain. What happened was, is Ruvain, he's supposed to divorce Plainus, she's usher to him. Lemaisa, what happened was, is Ruvain died. So now, technically, Plainus and Shprinsa fall to Yibam, to Shimon and Levi. The Shita of Rav is that a Saita, an Isha that's Mizane, Plainus becomes like an Erva. She has the din of an Erva, and just like an Erva is Pater from Yibam and she paters the Tzara. So Rav held that so too Plainus is going to pater Shprinsa, and neither of them are going to fall to Yibam, to Shimon and Levi. That's the Shita of Rav, that Tzaras Erva is pater from Yibam. Now, the Tanavar Mishnah is coming to be Lafuke that it's only the 15 Arayas that pater from Yibam and Chalitza, but a Tzara Saita, the case of Rav, is actually Chayiv. Shprinsa will be Chayiv in Yibam and Chalitza. And it's also coming to be La'afuke, the case of Ravasi. Ravasi's case also, we'll see more details about this later, we'll really have to wait till then to appreciate it more. But Ravasi's case is what's known as Tzaras Islandus. It's a case where Ruvain, again, he had two wives. He had, we'll just call her Plainus once we're on it, Plainus and Shprinsa. And Plainus was an Islandus, she wasn't able to have children. Now it wasn't like the case of Islandus of our Mishnah. The case of Islandus in our Mishnah is a case where when Ruvain married the Islandus, he didn't realize that she was an Islandus. So it was Mekach Tais, the whole marriage was null and void. In this case, Reuven knew that Plainus was an islandess, and he married her willingly. He knew that she was an islandess. He was also married to Shprinza. And Lemaisa, Reuven died without having any children. So the halacha is that an islandess doesn't fall to Yibam. So the sheet of Rav Asi is that just like the islandess, just like Plainus is not going to fall to Yibam, so to Shprinza, the tsaras islandess, she also does not fall to Yibam. And our mission is coming to be lafuke that, and our mission is saying that no, Hare Elu, it's only these 15 cases, these 15 women who pater the tzara, but an islandess does not pater her tzara. So we were looking for two cases that the lady does not pater her tzara, and we found that it's the case of Rav and Rav Asi, the case of tzara seita and tzara islandess. The seita and the islandess do not pater the tzaras according to the Tan of our Mishnah, and that's why the Mishnah was emphasizing that it's 15, it's nafka these, afuke these two cases. Now ask the Gemara, fine, so that works great for everyone whose name is not Rav and not Rav Asi. However, l'Rav u'l'Rav Asi l'mute mai. According to Rav and Rav Asi themselves, so you can't say the Mishnah is coming to be la'afuke these cases, because they hold that these cases, the lady does pater the tzara. In fact, the Gemara is going to ask soon, why isn't it listed in our Mishnah? If these ladies pater the tzara, so why isn't it listed in our Mishnah? The Gemara is going to discuss that soon. But in the meantime, the Gemara has a kasha though, that we're trying to figure out what's the minyan and the ratio and the seifa coming to be lafuke. So according to Rav and Rav Asi themselves, so what's the Mishnah coming to be lafuke? Which case is the Mishnah coming to show us that the lady does not pater the tzara? So says the Gemara like this. If Rav and Rav Asi hold of each other's din, meaning Rav agrees to Rav Asi that the tzara's islandess does not pater the tzara. Rav agrees to Rav Asi that the islandess paters the tzara. And Rav Asi agrees to Rav that Asaita, the isha that's mezana, that she paters the tzara. If they agree to each other, so both of them hold that in both cases the lady paters the tzara, so then we still need to find two cases where the lady does not pater the tzara. As opposed to, if Rav only held of his din, if Rav held that the Saita paters the tzara, but he disagreed with Rav Asi, he held that the islandess does not pater the tzara, and similarly, Rav Asi only held of his din that the islandess paters the tzara, but he disagrees with Rav, and instead Rav Asi holds that the Saita, the isha that's mezaneh, she does not pater the tzara, if they don't hold of each other, so then each one would only have to find one more case that the Mishnah is coming to be lafuke, because they already have one, they have the other one's din. Rav has Rav Asi's case, and Rav Asi has Rav's case. However, the Gemara says that if they hold of each other, so then we need to find two more cases that the Mishnah is coming to be lafuke. So says the Gemara, Yisvir Luhu Dahadadi, if they hold of each other, so we still need two more cases. So what's the two cases that the Mishnah is coming to be lafuke, that the Isha does not pater the Tzara? So Chada Umute Tzaras Mamenes, also a sugya later, but the short version is that Reuven is married to two women. He has Plainus and Shprinza, and Plainus is a katana. She's a Yisayma katana, and so she's able technically to do Mian. Lemaisa, what ended up happening was that Reuven died, and Plainus did Mian to the Yavam. The halacha is that just like she could do Mian to her husband, to Reuven, even after she falls to Yibam, she could do Mion to the Yavam. She could do Mion to Shimon. And in such a case, so the Katana, she does not pater the Tzara. You would have thought that she paters the Tzara in Lemaisa. She does not pater the Tzara. This again, a case we'll get to later on in the Masechta, later on in the Masechta. V'chada l'ma'ute tzaras machzer grushasai. Also another case that we could say the Mishnah is coming to be lafuke, that the Isha does not pater the Tzara, is a case of tzaras machzer grushasai, is a case that Reuven was married again to Plainus and to Shprinza. He divorced Plainus. Now the halacha is that when a man divorces his wife, so he is allowed to remarry her. Technically, he's allowed to remarry Plainus. However, once Plainus goes ahead and marries another man, so then already Reuven is not allowed to remarry his ex-wife. It's only if she didn't get remarried yet, so then he can marry his ex-wife. But once she gets remarried, once Plainus marries Baruch, so then, even if Baruch dies, or even if Baruch divorces Plainus, the halacha is that Reuven's not allowed to take her back. Now, the marriage is chal if he does. It's aser, but the marriage is chal. So we have a case now that Reuven divorced Plainus, and she got remarried to Baruch. Baruch then died, or Baruch divorced her, and Reuven was machzir grushasoi beiser. He remarried his divorced wife. He wasn't allowed to do that, but he did, and so he's married now to Plainus, who's usher to him, and he's married to Shprinsa. And Reuven dies, so you might have thought that his machzir grushasoi, she should be pata from Ibum, and she's going to pata the tzara. And the Mishnah is coming to say not like that, that she does not. She does not pata the tzara. Again, a case that we'll get to in more details later in the Masechta. But for now, says the Gemara, that those could be the two cases that Rav and Rav Asi will tell you that the Mishnah is coming to be la'afuke. Now that's if they, each one, Rav and Rav Asi, they hold of each other's din. And if so, they needed to say, they needed to find two more cases. However, says the Gemara, if they do not hold of each other's din, meaning Rav only holds that a Saita pat is the Tzara, but not an Islandus, and Rav Asi holds that only an Islandus pat is the Tzara, but not a Saita, so then they only need to find one case, because Chad Lamute de Chavre, one of the mutim of the Mishnah will be Lafuke, the case of the other one. Rav will say that one of the mutim is Lafuke Ravasi's case. Ravasi will say one of the mutim is to Lafuke Rav's case. The chada, and then we just need one more case, is the mu'te, oitzaris mamenes, oitzaris machzir grushasoi, is either one of these two cases that we just mentioned. The point being is that we have plenty of cases that we could say that the mission is coming to be la'afuke. Now we asked the Gemara, the Kasha that we mentioned earlier, that ularav, ularav asi, listen inu, according to Rav, that a saita paters or tzara, and according to Rav Asi, that an islandus paters or tzara, so listen inu, why isn't it listed in the Mishnah? The Mishnah listed 15 women that pater the tzara, and the tzara tzara, and a yiba, and a chalitza, why didn't it mention these two? So says the Gemara, lefi she'ina b'tzara tzara. The reason why it doesn't mention these ones is because these ones, tzaras saita and tzaras islandus, doesn't exist by a tzaras tzara. You can have it that the saita paters a tzara, you can have it that the islandus paters a tzara, you can never have it that she paters a tzaras tzara. And the reason for that is really just pashat cheshvin. Let's use the example of the saita case. So Reuven is married to Plainus, and he's married to Shprinza, and he has a brother, Shimon and Levi. So normally you would have a case of Saras Tzara, is if let's say Plainus was Shimon's daughter. If Plainus was Shimon's daughter, and Reuven died without having any children, so Plainus is an erva to Shimon, she's his daughter, and Shprinza is therefore a Saras erva, and they're both pater. But Levi is allowed to do Yibam, and let's say Levi does Yibam with Shprinza, and he had another wife, and Levi dies, so then Shprinza's pater from Yibam to Shimon, because she's already a Tzara Serva, and even Levi's other wife, which we'll call Dina, she's a Tzara Tzara. So always the way you have a case of Tzara Tzara is when Shimon doesn't do Yibam, and he can't, but Levi could. However, in the case of Tzara Saita and Tzara Mamenes, there's no brothers that are able to ever do Yibam. Again, in the case of Tzara Saita, for example, so you have Reuven that's married to Plainus and to Shprinza, and Reuven dies without having any children. Plainus is a Saita, she was Mizana. So the halacha is that Plainus is Asur, and so too is the Tzara. There's no one that could pick up on that Yibam. Shimon can't do the Yibam, Levi can't do the Yibam, there's no brothers that could do Yibam. So you'll have it that the Saita pater is the Tzara. But you'll never have a case of a Tzara Tzara, because nobody is able to marry Shprinza. So you're never going to get to the stage of Tzara Tzara. And it's the same thing with an Islandus. If Plainus was an Islandus, so none of the brothers are able to do Yibam with Plainus or with Shprinza, if you hold like Rav and Rav Asi, if you hold that they pat the Tzara. So none of the brothers can pick up on the Yibam with Shprinza. Being that none of the brothers can do Yibam with Shprinza, you're never going to get to the case of Tzara Tzara. So that's why Rav and Rav Asi will tell you that's why it's not listed in the Mishnah. Really, there are 17 cases, or 16 if they disagree with each other. Really, you have these other cases where the lady paters her Tzara. However, the Mishnah didn't mention that because the Mishnah was listing cases that the lady paters her Tzara and Tzara's Tzara. That can't be said about a Tzara's island, about an islandus, or about a Saita. Now the Gemara has one final question on our Mishnah, and that's really going to take us to the bottom of the Amud, and it's going to springboard into the next, to the discussion of a Seida Chalei Saseh, and the discussion for the next mini blat. The question is Minani Mili, is that how do we know the din of our Mishnah? We said that an Erva is Pata from Yibam, she Pata's the Tzara's Tzara. What's the Makar? Where do you see it in the Torah, such a halacha? So says the Gemara, the Tanur Rabbanon, we have a Braisa, which tells us the Makar. Says the Braisa darshins the Pasuk, that isha elachoyso lo sikach litzror legadli servasa aleha bechayeha. It says that a man shouldn't take a woman to her sister as an additional wife, as a tzara, legali servasa, to be with her, aleha bechayeha, during his wife's lifetime. During his wife's lifetime, he's not allowed to take her sister as another wife. He can't marry his sister-in-law while his wife is still alive. So the word aleha is extra. It says legali servasa. It could have just said legali servasa bechayeha. What's aleha? Aleha matam muleimar. Says the Braisa, why does the pasuk have to say this extra word aleha? Lefishanemar, because the pasuk tells us by yibam. It says yivamah yavay aleha. It says that her yavam should be with her, should do yibam. So shemeyani. Just for the parish of Yibam, I would have said, afilu ba'achas mikol ha'rayis ha'amurois b'tayra, ha'kasa medaber. I would have said, the Torah didn't differentiate. The Torah said, to do Yibam, that means, even if the lady's in Erva, doesn't matter, do Yibam. That's what I would have said. The Torah didn't differentiate. So therefore, nemar kan aleha, v'nemar lahalon aleha. We darsh an gzeira shava, it says by Yibam, yivama yavay aleha, this word aleha, and it also has aleha by achis isha, by a sister-in-law, by a person's wife's sister. So we darsh in that ma'al lahalon b'makoy mitzvah, just like by Yibam, when it said aleha, aleha was referring to b'makoy mitzvah, it was referring to a matziv of a mitzvah of Yibam. So afkan b'makoy mitzvah, so too, when the Torah gave the isser of marrying a person's sister-in-law, the Torah meant that even b'makoy mitzvah, even when there's a mitzvah of Yibam, there's a matziv of Yibam, v'amar achmana, and still the Torah is saying, loisikach, that a person is loisikach, isha lachay, so loisikach, that he's not allowed to, he's not allowed to take her and do Yibam with her. So we see from here that a person's not allowed to do Yibam with his sister-in-law, with Achis Isha. Now, Ve'ein Li Elahi. So this only teaches us that the Achis Isha, that the Erva herself, that she's Pater from Yibam. Tsarasa Minayin. How do we know that also the Tsara, if there's another wife, if Reuven's married to Bracha and Shprintza, and Bracha's an Erva, how do I know that Shprintza also becomes Pater? Tamolayim. The Torah says, "Isha lachoyso leisikach litzror." Don't take her as a tzara. But now we're darshening that we're talking about Yibam, and we're saying, "Don't take her. Don't take her or her tzara. La and loy tzror her tzara." That's the drasha, that you can't take her or the tzara. Ve'ainly ala tzarasa. So from here, I know that you can't marry her. You can't do Yibam with the tzara. But tzara tzarasa minayin. How do I know that there's also no Yibam with the tzara tzara? That the erva pater is even the tzaras tzara, tamaloymar litzror veloy lotzer. The Torah could have said isha elachisa lasikach lotzer, and I would have known that the tzara is pater. Why does it say litzror, the two rashes? So that's what teaches me that not just is the tzara pater, but even the tzaras tzara. But until now, all of this was about achis isha. All this is about a person's sister-in-law. Now says the Gemara, says the Braisa, ve'ein li ela achis isha. So from here I know that when it comes to the erva of achis isha, to a sister-in-law, wife's sister, so there's a patur from Yibam, and even the tzara and the tzara tzara. But shara raya is minayin, how do I know that this halacha even applies to other arayas? Amram, so to that Amrin, you could say Amamitsinu. You could say like this, that Ma Achis Isha Miuchedes. What do we find that's special about the Erva of Achis Isha? She Erva, she's an Erva. V'chayavin al zdoina kares. If a person is with her intentionally, he's chayiv kares. V'ashkagasa chatas. And if it's a shaygeg, he thought it was someone else. So then the halacha is that he's chayiv achatas. V'asura liyavam liyabim, and it's also to be miyabim her. So afkol, anyone, she has these same characteristics. She erva, v'chayavin al zdoina kares. You're chayiv for being with her kares. V'ashkagasa chatas. And if it's by accident, achatas. So anyone who shares those characteristics, namely the other 14 of the 15 arayas, so asur liyabim, it's asur to do yibam with her. Ve'ein li elahein. Now from there, I only know that the erva herself is pater. Tzareisayan minayan. How do I know that the tzara of any one of the other arayas that they're also pater? Amen. You could say the same amitzinu. Then ma achis isha miuchada she erva v'chiyav dasdonei kares v'alshukagas achatas v'asur liyabim v'tzaras asura. Just add in the extra detail that not only do we find by Achus Isha that she's an Erva and she's Chayv Kares and Chatas and Asur Liyabim, her also, her Tzara becomes Pata from Yibam. So Avkal, so to any lady that that shares these same characteristics, she erva v'chayavinos nekares v'ashkogasachatos v'shuliyavim. Anyone who has those same characteristics, namely the other 14 of the 15 arayas, tsarasa asura. The tsara becomes aser. Also, the tsara is aser. Mikan amru chachamim. And this is, says the brisa, this is the makar for the din of our mishnah that chamesh asrei nashim peitzrei tsarasayim v'tsaras tsarasayim v'nechalitzam v'nayiv v'matzef ha'ilam. That there are 15 ladies that they patter their tzara and their tzara's tzara from Yibam and Chalitza forever and ever. I guess once we know tzara's tzara, so we assume not to stop, and even the tzara's tzara's tzara and forever and ever. But this is the makar for the din of our Mishnah. It all really comes from Achis Isha, like the Gemara alluded to on Daf Beis and Beis. The makar for the whole din is from Achis Isha, from his sister-in-law. And from Achis Isha, we learn out to all of the Arayas. And all the Arayas, they're pater, and also the Tzara of the, and the Tzara Tzara, they're all pater from Yibam and Chalitza. Now, says the Gemara like this, or says the Braisa really like this, that Yachal, I might think, once we're learning everything out from Achis Isha, that Achis Isha is an Erva, and she patters the Tzara, and she asers, even really more than that, she asers the Tzara, so I might think we should even be marbe the six arayas that are even more chamer than the 15 of our Mishnah. We'll discuss that in a moment. And we should learn out from Achis Isha that also by these other six arayas, also their tzaras are aser. So this is referring to a Mishnah that we're going to have later on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that there are six arayas that are so chamer. We'll just give one example. One example is Shimon's mother, a person's own mother. There are six arayas that are so chamer that they can never even be in a matzav of Yibam. It can never even happen. If you have Reuven and Shimon, they share only the same father, and Shimon's mother can never even present herself in the situation of Yibam, because Reuven, not only is she an erva to Shimon, but she's also an erva to Reuven, because if Reuven and Shimon share the same father, and this is Shimon's mother, so that means it's Reuven's father's wife. Reuven's father's wife is aser to him, so it can never happen even that she was ever even married to Reuven, that then Reuven dies and his mother falls to him. A person's mother, it's impossible for a person's mother to fall to him to Yibam. And there are five other arayas like that, that they're so chamer that Shimon's brother can never have even have been married to her for it even to present herself in a matzav of Yibam. So there are six arayas that there can never be a matzav of Yibam. All you could have is shalai b'makay mitzvah, like we spoke about on the previous Talmud. The only potential similar type of scenario you could have is if Shimon's mother, which we'll call bracha for the time being, if let's say Shimon's mother is married to Baruch. Baruch is married to Bracha and to Shprinsa, and Baruch dies, or Bracha, and so now you might say that Shprinsa is a tzaras erva because she's the tzara of Shimon's mother. So you might say that she's a tzaras erva, and Allah is not like that. That shalai b'makay mitzvah, Shprinsa is mutter to Shimon. There's nothing to do with Yibam. If you have Baruch who's married to Bracha and to Shprinsa, and Baruch dies, so Shimon's allowed to marry Shprinsa. So even though you might say she's a tzaras erva, there's no such thing. The whole concept of tzaras erva is only by Yibam. Now the Gemara says, though, that if we're learning out everything from Achis Isha, if anyways the whole makar is just from Achis Isha, we're learning a mamatzinu from Achis Isha, that Achis Isha asers the tzara, so maybe we should say that Achis Isha, we should learn out from Achis Isha, that also by those six arayas, they aser the tzara. Meaning in this case of Shaloi B'Malki Mitzvah, where Baruch is married to Bracha and to Shprinsa, maybe we should learn out from Achis Isha, that always an erva asers the tzara, and so Bracha should aser Shprinsa from ever being able to marry a Shimon. Maybe that's what we should say. Yachol sha'ani marba avsheish arayis chamuris meilu shiyu sharei seyam asurais. I might think to darshan, to learn out from Achis Isha, that an erva always asers the tzara, and even in this case, Amrit, then no. You have a mamatzinu which doesn't work. Then ma Achis Ishtai, when it comes to a person's sister-in-law, miuchedes, what's special about Achis Ishtai? She erva v'chayav nazda nekares v'ashkagas achatos v'efshir li nasei la'achim. You have a detail about Achis Ishtai, that she's an erva, there's kares, there's chatos, but she's allowed to marry the brother. Reuven's allowed to marry Shimon's sister-in-law. There's nothing wrong with that. V'asur li'avim v'saras asura. It's about such a lady that we say that she's asur to do Yibam, and even she asurs the tzara. but only if she has, so af kol, that's similar to achis ishtai. Only kol she erva v'chiyav v'nazdan nekareis v'ashkagas v'chatas v'af sheli nasi la'achem. It's only if you have someone that's mamish like achis ishtai, and that she's mutter to marry the brother, so then we'll say v'asur liyabim and sarasa asura, that she's also to do yibam, and the tzara, and that she even asers the tzara. But yatsu sheish arayis chamuris me'elu, that excludes these six arayis that we'll have in the Mishnah on Yid Gimel, that Hayodi actually nasi la'achim, since they can never marry the brother, so we can't learn it out from Achis Ishtoi, and therefore we're not going to learn out from Achis Ishtoi that the Tzara is Aser. Rather, we're going to say Tzarei Sehen Mutareis, that the Tzara is Mutter. If Baruch dies, Shimon is allowed to marry Shprinza. And the Gemara in the Braisa tells us the Yesaid is She'ein Tzara Elameach. Because the whole parsha of Tzara's Erva, it's only relevant when they're married to the brother, to Shimon's brother, not when they're married to Baruch, to a random guy. The whole concept of Tzara's Erva is only Nageya when she's married to a brother. And Rashi really fills us in on the Lumdis, that what's the pshat? Why is Tzara's Erva only when it's in a matzav of Yiba, when she's married to the brother? So Rashi seems to explain, because that which an Erva asers the Tzara, it's not because there's a shame Isser. There's no Isser called Tzara's Erva. Tzara's Erva is not a name of an Isser. What it is like this, is that when you have a matzav of Yiba, when you have Reuven who's married to Bracha and to Shprinza, Bracha being an Erva to Shimon, and Reuven dies without having any children, so Bracha is Aser to do Yibam to Shimon because she's an Erva, and she also Asers Bracha, and she also Asers Shprinza. How does she Aser Shprinza? It's not because there's a shame Tzara's Erva, it's because she says that being the Nam an Erva, so now you also can't do Yibam. All she really does is she makes it that now Shprinza can't do Yibam. Memela, once there's no mitzvah of Yibam, so Memela Shprinza is now Aser to Shimon. Why? Because every case of Yibam is really an Erva. It's Eishes Ach. It's your sister-in-law. It's your brother's wife. So that's why Shimon's not allowed to marry Shprinza. Because being that Bracha makes it that she's Pater from doing Yibam, so now she blibes with the Isser Eishes Ach. She blibes as a shame Erva of Eishes Ach. That's only going to exist if she's married to a brother. If Bracha and Shprinza are married to Baruch, and Baruch dies, so Shprinza, why would Shprinza be Aser to Shimon? She's not Eishes Ach. There's no shame called Tzara's Erva, so there's nothing Aser about Shprinza to Shimon. That's the limud from Achis Ishtai. It's only that the Erva is Pater, and that she paters the Tzara, and Mamelo the Tzara becomes Aser, Alts Eishes Ach. But that's not going to exist by the Sheisha Rayas Chamurais that are Chamuras Me'elu, because those cases are not a case where she was married to a brother, and therefore the Tzara is going to be Mutter to Shimon. Now says the Braisa, that from all of this we've learned out as Harashamanu. Now we know that there's an Isser, that a person's not allowed to do Yibam with his sister-in-law or any of their Arayas that we learn out from sister-in-law. Because the Torah says that Isha Elochaisa Le'sikach Litzrar, and we darshan that that's talking even B'malkim Mitzvah, even B'malkim Yibam, a person's not allowed to marry a sister-in-law or any one of the Arayas. So as Harashamanu, now we know that there's an Isser. But Einish Minayin, we kept mentioning that there's Kareis, who said that there's kares when it comes to doing Yibam with an erva. How do we know what's the makar that there's kares? Amar kara, to that we have a drasha. The Torah says, ki kol asher yasa mikol ha-to'eva yisa'elu. The Torah says, after mentioning all the arayas, the Torah says, ki kol asher yasa mikol ha-to'eva yisa'elu ha-v'nichrsu ha-nafasha yisa'oisis mikarev amam. That anybody who's over on any one of these arayas, so they're chayiv kares. Now one of the arayas listed over there is a sister-in-law. And we darshan that the case of sister-in-law is even talking b'malkei mitzvah, is even talking when there's Yibam. So it comes out when the Torah then in the end says that anybody who's Ivra on one of these things, he's Chayav Kares, it means even b'malkei mitzvah, even b'malkei Yibam, if a person marries an Erva, he's Chayav Kares. So that's the Makar, that A, that there's an Isser to do Yibam with an Erva, and B, that there's a Chayav Kares, and that's really the end of this discussion, which the Gemara really for the next few bars is going to discuss why we really need this limud. Perhaps we can know it from elsewhere, but al kapanim, we'll hold it here.